the third priority. Evangelization, strengthen the family, concern for the poor. We have to put our faith into action. As a parish, we're responsible for everyone in this territory. Whether they decide to come worship with us or not, we're a parish. And we're called to be concerned about the needs of neighbor, whoever they may be. In Matthew 25, which is when the apostles asked Jesus, what's it going to be like on the last day when we stand before God? Jesus says, he's going to ask you questions. When I was hungry, did you give me to eat? When I was thirsty, did you give me a drink? When I was in prison, did you visit me? Sick, did you comfort me? A stranger, did you welcome me? Naked, did you clothe me? He says he'll separate you like sheep and goats. If we're really going to put our faith into action, we have to be concerned about others. Now, there's a beautiful story that first Easter, the Gospels record that two disciples, whoever they were leaving Jerusalem crushed, and the stranger walks with them. It's Jesus, but for whatever reason, they didn't recognize him. And for hours, he walks with them, explaining scripture. Finally, towards the end of the day, they've arrived at their home in Emmaus. And they see that he doesn't have anywhere to go. And so they say, why don't you come in, rest with us, have supper with us. And he does. And when he takes the bread and breaks it, they recognize him. That story teaches us we will recognize Jesus. We will find Jesus in our lives in three ways. Through scripture. They said to one another, weren't our hearts burning as he explained scripture to us? Secondly, the Eucharist, they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. But third, none of that would have happened had they not been concerned about this stranger who looked like he didn't have anything to eat. And they said, come on in and eat with us. Scripture, Eucharist, concern for neighbor is how we will recognize Jesus in our lives. Come to find him. And this is the authentic sign of being a follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, you will know my followers because they will love one another. And I thank you for your support of our Catholic Charities Appeal that funds more than 30 different ministries. And I'm asking y'all, be involved in that appeal in your parishes and support it financially. You know, because these ministries that it supports, it feeds the hungry, helps the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the disabled, the ministries that visit the imprisoned, comfort the abandoned, attends to the child hoping to be adopted, speaks up for the unborn child who has a right to God's gift of life. In short, it gives hope to thousands in our communities. And I want to thank those who are working so hard to make possible a new social center, Catholic Services Social Center here in Mobile, so that we can have one place as we have in other places throughout our archdiocese. And I'll tell you this also later on this evening at St. Mary's, they're having a fundraiser, crawfish, all you can eat. To help support that. So I'll put a plug in for that. But I would hope every parish in our archdiocese has some sort of social outreach effort, whether that's St. Vincent de Paul or whatever, that we are not just a congregation, a church. We're a parish, and we're concerned about the needs of everyone around here.